It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Kerry Nolan. Representatives Carolyn Maloney and Jerry Nadler have both served Manhattan in Congress for the last three decades. But last night, they took to the debate stage as opponents in a Democratic primary. WNYC and Spectrum News New York One co-sponsored the debate in New York's 12th Congressional District, which also featured challenger Suraj Patel. Joining us to break it down is WNYC's politics reporter John Campbell. Hi, John.
Hi, Kerry.
Maloney and Nadler have more or less been allies during their time in office. How did they react to having to go up against each other in the debate?
Well, it certainly made for kind of a strange dynamic for a political debate. The two of them, they're only running in the same district because of congressional redistricting. And at various points, they were quite complimentary of each other. Carolyn Maloney, she compared how similar their voting records are. She called Nadler her friend, and she made clear she doesn't want to be running against him. But all of that said, she did get some criticism in. She said she was more effective at delivering for her district. She pointed to things like her push for the Second Avenue subway and for health coverage for 9/11 first responders. And Nadler, he pointed to three key differences in their voting records. He voted against the Iraq War and the Patriot Act, both of which Maloney supported. And he voted for the Iran nuclear deal in 2015. Maloney voted against it.
So where did Suraj Patel fit into that mix?
So, well, Nadler and Maloney were both trading compliments. Patel was really kind of trying to mix things up. He criticized Maloney for some of her past stances that seemed to question whether there's a link between childhood vaccines and autism. There's not. That's something that's been debunked by the scientific community. And he knocked Nadler for endorsing Maloney in the past, despite all of that. But really, a lot of this debate came down to the topic of experience. Patel is much younger. He's never held office before. And his whole campaign message is really built around that, built around the need for new candidates with fresh ideas. And that's a clear jab at his opponents.
Tonight, you're going to hear two distinct arguments from three candidates. Two of them are going to be talking about the past, and I'm going to be talking about the future.
Now, it's not surprising to hear that Nadler and Maloney had a different take on that. They're both these powerful House committee chairs, and they say seniority is a good thing for the district and a good thing for the city. Here's what Maloney had to say.
I would say that experience and seniority is a plus. It's not a negative. It increases your ability to pass legislation.
Now, the candidates all have fairly similar positions on policy, but what's an issue they disagreed on last night?
Really, the most notable disagreement came about halfway through the debate. It was in response to a question about President Biden. Errol Lewis of New York One, he co-moderated the debate, and he asked the candidates a very direct question. Should Joe Biden run again in 2024? Suraj Patel went first, and he said yes, and he was unequivocal about it. That's not a huge surprise, considering he used to work for Barack Obama's campaigns. But here's where things really got interesting. Listen to what Nadler and Maloney had to say.
Mr. Nadler.
Too early to say. It doesn't serve the purpose of the Democratic Party to deal with that until after the midterms.
Ms. Maloney.
I don't believe he's running for re-election.
Now, that's really significant. Here you had two senior Democrats in the House of Representatives, and neither of them would commit to saying the sitting Democratic president, the president from their party, should run for a second term. That's pretty telling.
Now, the congressional primary is less than 3 weeks away now. What's next for this race?
Well, 3 weeks is really an eternity in politics, so there's still plenty of time for campaigning. I'm sure you'll still see them at subway stops if you find yourself in Midtown or the Upper East Side or the Upper West Side. We're still waiting on the New York Times endorsement. That could have some big sway in this race. We should also note early voting starts August 13th, and the primary election itself is on August 23rd.
WNYC politics reporter John Campbell, thanks for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.